This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com.
Did you know that real estate investing is the final frontier where the average American has a legit chance to create financial freedom? My name is Mercedes Torres. I'm the turnkey girl, and I help busy professionals create passive income through real estate investing so they can retire even sooner. Everyone always thinks that real estate is all about that one property. Let me tell you, you can find the best property on the block, the prettiest, the one that's the newest, more square footage, more bed and bath count, more everything. But at the end of the day, it's not about the property itself. It's about the team on the ground that is going to help your property perform. It will make or break your investment. What is it, you ask? Property management. If you don't have the right property management team in your corner, forget about it. That pretty house, it won't produce a cash-on-cash return for you. Take it from me. Matt and I started creating our real estate portfolio, living in one state and buying properties in another because the numbers made sense. And at the end of the day, what we learned, it was all about the property management team on the ground that got your property to perform. So I'm gonna share with you two tips that have made all the difference in the world in our portfolio. Tip number one, make sure that your property manager fully understands being a real estate investor. All of our property managers are real estate investors themselves, so they fully understand the importance of not only taking care of the tenant, but taking care of you, the investor. So tip number two, always diversify your property management team. What does that mean? If you have one or two properties, it's great to have a team on standby. But as your portfolio starts to grow, you want to be able to have multiple property management teams on the ground. And let each property management team know about each other. You're not creating competition. You're just making them aware that you don't have all your eggs in one basket. So all of your properties will perform optimally because your property manager won't want to lose your business. If you want more tips like this, I share them every week on Turnkey Tuesdays. Tune in to Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, where I dive into all of the secrets that Matt and I have used throughout the years to build our real estate portfolio. Catch you on the inside.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.